Hi, this is Michael Bosey. Thanks for joining me on the podcast. You know, it's taken me a few episodes to get into this, but I kind of wanted to identify or at least articulate who I think my ideal client is, because I tend to think that that's probably also the ideal listener. There seem to be a set of characteristics that make up my ideal client. I've just noticed this. I've been running my own business around content strategy services for about 18 months now, and I just noticed a set of commonalities with the people that I work with. Okay, so here's a list of the characteristics that really that make up my ideal client. And it's not to say that I don't have folks that are sort of outside of that, but it kind of comes down to about the same five things where that relationship works really, really well. These are the five characteristics. And see if you identify with this. If you're listening to this podcast and you feel like, oh yeah, actually I am that thing or I am all those things, then I mean, I'd love to hear if you thought that that was how you identified with it too. Okay, so the first thing, first characteristic is you want an audience, right? An audience is really your most valuable asset, and you see it that way, mostly because you can take attention and convert that into capital some way, right? You're running your business and you're trying to earn some attention, and an audience is going to do that. Now, keep in mind, I've made the distinction before. There's a big difference between wanting an audience and wanting customers. Any business needs customers or clients, right? But what I'm talking about is building an audience, and wanting an audience is very different. And as I've said before, a content strategy tends to work with the latter, right? If you want an audience, content strategy is a really good way to do that. Second characteristic is you create connections through content. Content is the instrument by which you're making these connections, right? That content might be a book or it might not. It's probably going to include a blog, but of course, you've heard me say, not what most people think of blogs, right? Not just this ephemeral stream, which is just random thoughts. No, it adheres to a strict content strategy. And the content is, well, it's almost definitely going to include social media too. And a content strategy is how you're going to make use of all those things and make them all work together and make them all work efficiently in support of your goals. And, you know, that's in essence what I try to do and what I try to train people to do. And when I'm working directly with clients, that's what I'm teaching them how to do too. Third characteristic, you want to build your personal brand, right? You want to establish some form of thought leadership, credibility, authority, or just to show that you're present, that you're a part of the conversation, that you're a participant. And what I found in working with people is, often I run the social media campaign, for instance, for a person, let's say it's the CEO or CMO, and the company account. And which one do you think grows faster? It's always the person, right? Because if you're in a social space, obviously people want to talk to people. They don't want to talk to a company or an entity. And it's not saying that you can't grow something like that, but you're interesting and they want to hear from you directly. People want to talk to people. So, and you building your personal brand, that's a way that you can do that. You're providing either curated content or original content. It's providing value. It's educating. It's inspiring. All of that works in your favor and builds up your personal brand. Okay, the fourth characteristic is that you are either an expert or you have at least an interesting story, right? You either want to educate, entertain, inspire, inform, whatever the reason, and you're going to do that via this content strategy. And for that reason, folks who are writing I mean, the folks I tend to work with tend to be writing nonfiction, right? That tends to be the sweet spot of my business. I mean, it can work for other writers and other artists too, and I do work with folks like that. It can be a little bit different flavor, but it's sort of the same set of tactics that you'd use to support a similar kind of strategy, though there are things that will vary. But the folks that I tend to work with tend to have sort of an expertise about a very particular thing. And that, like I said, that can be as narrow as you like or as narrow as it needs to be. I'm sure that there are other people that care about the same things that you care about. And those are the folks that you're going to connect with. And lastly, the fifth characteristic is generally you're a new player. Right? You're usually building from a small base or zero base. This just, you know, it's not to say I can't work with more established folks or that a content strategy can't help more established folks. I mean, obviously it can, but just I tend to prefer to work with folks who are smaller. I mean, because look, if you're established and you got a huge audience already, I mean, you've got a totally different set of challenges. Maintaining an audience is very different from growing an audience. And I feel like the things that I do, well, I just feel like I'm better positioned to help with the growing an audience. It's more gratifying to me just to see that impact that you can have starting from zero and then watching that sort of balloon into a real audience with strong organic growth, a really valuable asset of, you know, this attention of an audience. It's really great. All right, so those are basically the five characteristics that are in common with most of my clients. And I would love to hear if you think that actually describes you or not, right? I mean, if you've been listening with me this far into the podcast, I will assume that you've been getting something out of it. And I wonder if the folks who are my clients are the same as the folks who are my listeners and readers. So let me hear from you. If you feel like, hey, yes, I identify with all those things, great. I mean, that'd be interesting to know. But also if you say, hey, no, you know, that doesn't describe me. I do things a little bit differently, but it's still valuable to me. And I'm still using a content strategy. I'm still experimenting with it, still trying to figure this stuff out. I'd love to hear from you on that as well. Thanks as always for listening. I really appreciate it. I think the next thing I'll get into is talking about value proposition in the next podcast. Really appreciate that you're here giving me your attention. I value that quite a bit. Like I said, ask any questions and we'll see you on the next episode. Thanks.